This call is being recorded.
And why has R. Kelly gotten your attention in Atlanta?
Well, R. Kelly kind of always had my attention, probably for the past 20 years. I was in high school, around the same age as Aaliyah when those first allegations broke. And as being that, you know, he was one of my musical icons of the time, finding out the details of that relationship were devastating in a lot of ways. And so it's kind of stayed on my radar because over a couple of years, we've been hearing more and more things and more allegations and more lawsuits. And, you know, the latest allegations really hit home when I discovered that that's whatever is allegedly happening is happening here in Atlanta, in the John Creeks area. I mean, it's something that I had always thought of as somewhere else happening to some other people. So to find out that that's happening here in Atlanta was devastating, and especially knowing the problem that Atlanta has with sex trafficking, child prostitution, child abuse, and sexual abuse of minors. I feel like, you know, we are struggling as a city to deal with that epidemic. And then to have someone like an R. Kelly doing those things on such a large level and for so long operating here in our you know, neighborhood, our backyard, is so problematic. And I feel like that if any city needs to make an example and take a stand and say we are not allowing this, it's Atlanta, where this is so rampant on a day-to-day basis. I don't think that we should be funding his ability to continue to violate children. I don't think we should be supporting his ability to gloss over his transgressions, to normalize his behavior, to sweep it under the rug. As a city, we cannot afford it in general. And as a people, as Black people, we absolutely should not be supporting this behavior, as it's tantamount to putting a rubber stamp on the abuse of Black women and Black girls and Black children. And I don't think that we can continue to do that.
Now, the woman involved in this latest incident, apparently they were kept separate from one another and did not realize that all of them were being, in essence, kept as his stable of girls. In this particular situation, all of these women are above the age of 18. Do they have a right to live any type of life that they have, or do you think they're being manipulated once again?
I can't say, you know, what their reality is and what their mindset is and whether or not they're being manipulated. They are absolutely adults, and adults have the right to live whatever life they want to live. They have the right to live whatever alternative sexual relationship they want to have. And so I don't feel like that really, for me, is not the issue at all. The issue isn't whether or not these women have the right to do whatever they want to do. The issue is whether or not we are going to support what we know R. Kelly does and has done over the past 20 years, and that is target underage or young teenage women. I mean, some of the women we're talking about are 18 and 19. While that's over the legal age, they are still teenagers. And so we know that he is a predator, regardless of whether or not he is in a mutually satisfactory relationship with these women right now. We know him to be a predator, and we know that he has continued to be a predator over the past 20 years, and we have keep giving him a pass. Teenagers are considered children, regardless of the law, for a reason, and that's because they do not have the full scope of knowledge of consequences of their actions yet. They are still developing. They are still figuring out life, and we as adults are around to protect them. And as a society, we have totally failed these women, and we continue to fail them now if we go, oh, okay, you know what, you're 18, it's fine. Even though we know you are with a known rapist, child molester, and sexual predator, we're going to turn the other way. It is our job to guide children, and so we need to step in to do that. You know, if any sexual relationship that you have, if you are a grown person, you can relay communicate your wills, your wishes to your parents, to your friends. You can live your life out in the open. The fact that these women are isolated from their families, they can't leave and come and go as they want, speaks volumes to whether or not they're in a healthy mental state and in a healthy relationship. But at the end of the day, for me, the legality of that is irrelevant. The fact is, we still know, regardless of whether or not he's amended, you know, his way of being a predator, he said, okay, let me not do under 18 now. Let me get them at 18 and 19 so the law cannot come after me. That's irrelevant To me, what is important is that we not continue to financially support this man and financially support his ability to be a predator in our communities.
Now, as far as we know, the six women in this situation, they may or may not have been doing this willingly or did not know the full extent of the situation. But do you think, even though R. Kelly's situation is exposed, do you think there are other women who are willing to be volunteer victims of R. Kelly despite all these allegations? Are the women, do you think, willing to just get into this situation anyway?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like they say, there's something out here for everybody. There are people who are absolutely interested in those dynamics of power. There are people who are interested in those dynamics of manipulation. There are people who find sexual gratification and pleasure in submission, in humiliation. I mean, if we were talking about people who are kind of willingly exploring alternative sexual lifestyles, then, I mean, then this is a non-conversation. More power to you. May you enjoy it. I think that there's room on the sexual spectrum for all of that. I think that to think now, however, that somebody who we know has been targeting and having sex with 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-old children is now somehow empowering women to explore different aspects of sexuality is just bananas to me. So somebody at one point in their life is a rapist, and now they are a champion for women's liberated sexuality, I find that very hard to believe. But absolutely, there are women out here right now. He could go, and he does, to across the country in his concerts. There are women who will go with him immediately. Now, why they will not go with him is because he does not like grown women. So unless you're 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, you don't have a chance with R. Kelly because he has a mental issue that is driving his actions. This is not about sexual liberation. This is not about alternative sexual lifestyles. But absolutely, there are women all across the country who would line up to be in this situation, for sure.
And what would you say to people that say that R. Kelly should be given a pass? He was not convicted of any of these charges, and no one has been successful at convicting him of these charges. So let's give him a pass for his artistry. What do you say to those people?
Well, I mean, I think there are many things that are happening in that statement. One, if we follow that logic, then we also have to give a pass to people like a George Zimmerman, who was found not guilty, who none of us were there. We don't know what happened. They had a version of events that might have been true. We don't know. The courts found them not guilty. We all are up in arms about things like this as it happens over and over in relationship to Black men and abuse. We are not there. And then even in the ones where we have video footage of what happened and these police officers get off, we are still outraged. We are still trying to figure out ways to stop them from being able to make money off of their notoriety. We are all incensed when George Zimmerman sells paintings, you know, on the internet for millions of dollars, or sells the gun he killed Trayvon Martin with. But if we follow that same logic, then we have to give that man a pass because the court of law was not able to convict him. And we all know how erroneous that thinking is, and why we apply it to abuse of Black women is problematic. When there's abuse of Black men, we stand by our men, and we say, regardless of what the court says, we know that person is guilty. And I feel like the same should apply for R. Kelly, where we have not only years of allegations, but we have lots of physical evidence against him. Two, when we say, you know, R. Kelly, you know, he two times that he was in court, he got off. Well, both of those non-convictions were on technicalities. They were not on the merits of the case. In the first case, he dragged that case out for 6 years, exhausting the will and the resources of his victim, who in the end decided not to testify. She had been dragged through the mud for 6 years. He got off there because of good lawyering, not because of the merits of the case. In the second case, he got off because the police collected evidence, tons of evidence of his child pornography. They collected it illegally. And so that case was thrown out. Let's not talk about all the other cases that R. Kelly settled for millions of dollars out of court because he knew if he went to court with those cases that he would be in jail right now. And it's still such a sad state of affairs that the shame of a rape in this country is still on the women. And so people say, well, why'd they take the money? Because who wants to be dragged through that? Look at how the Black community goes to the ends of the earth to support somebody like R. Kelly. If you step up and say that man victimized me, you are going to be dragged through the mud for the rest of your life. And so these women didn't want that, and they accepted the payout. But it is absolutely an admission of his guilt that on more than one, on more than two, on more than three occasions, this man paid out millions of dollars to his victims. We know him to be guilty. The court has never served Black people. And so why now the court is the level through which we say someone is innocent or not innocent is ridiculous. We all know that the courts have no interest in protecting Black bodies, in whether they be male or female.
Now, the city of Atlanta has a strong legal sex industry with strip clubs. Do you think that the way the strip club culture, that the way it's the scene in Atlanta is a trap for young girls and plays into the mentality of an R. Kelly?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, you know, strip clubs oftentimes are the choice of, you know, young women for whatever reason, you know, to make quick money and to use their bodies to be able to do that. I, however, don't have any problem with women making that decision. What women do knowingly, willingly, and with a well-informed decision with their bodies is their business. So absolutely, strip culture helps to feed into rape culture, helps to feed into misogynist culture, helps to feed into all of these problems, absolutely. Do the women have the right to make that choice? Absolutely as well. And as long as they are being respected in that choice, then I have no problems with, you know, them doing that. But absolutely, it feeds into the culture that leads to, you know, R. Kelly's and Bill Cosby's and all these other people who feel like women's bodies are their property, that they can do with what they want.
You wrote a letter to Chairman John Eaves, who's also running for mayor of Atlanta, and you CC'd it to various other Fulton County commissioners. Have you heard anything back from them yet?
I have not. And it's my hope that they're somewhere hashing this out and will get back to me soon. We will keep, you know, putting the pressure on them. You know, I don't have a lot of faith that, you know, my efforts will be successful. I don't have a lot of faith that they're going to cancel the concert. I don't have a lot of faith that Atlanta Radio is going to take a stand and ban his music. But I feel like we can't just continue to be outraged in our own little private bubbles. To post something on Instagram, to post something on Facebook, to say, oh, I can't believe this, he's a terrible person, is not enough anymore. You know, we have to make more of a stand for our daughters, and that's why I did this. So even if it's not successful, I just wanted to feel like I did something more to try to help not just the women he's hurt in the past, but the women who he has yet to hurt, because this is a man who will continue his compulsive behavior until we stop him. So hopefully John Eaves is taking this seriously, especially if he is trying to become the next mayor of this city. Sex trafficking is a huge problem here. Now is a great time for him to take a stand on it and say that he would not allow it under his watch. I will definitely be paying attention and definitely be thinking about it as I go to vote for the mayor.
Now, we have a very large young demographic at Rolling Out. What would you say to a young 18-year-old girl? What would you like to say in closing if she encounters R. Kelly?
If she encounters R. Kelly, I would say walk away. I think that we all underestimate the power of charisma, the power of fame, and the power of somebody's ability to manipulate you, however smart we are. So often on the internet, hear, oh, these women were stupid, or you know, I raised my daughter better than that. She would never do this. And I think that all of that is false. I think in that moment, when you are getting the undivided attention of somebody who is world famous, who has millions of dollars at their disposal, who is a great manipulator and a singer, you can get wrapped up in that magic. And then the next thing you know, you've made decisions that have ruined your life. And so I would tell that child to walk away, to not even engage, because all of the trappings of fame and money and love can be seductive, and we can all get sucked in. I am sure when people talk to R. Kelly, I'm sure he's a nice person. I'm sure he's fun. I'm sure he's charismatic. I'm sure he's all of that. And then the next thing you know, you're in a position you did not think you would be in, and your life has taken a direction that you could not have imagined. So I would tell that young girl to walk away and to urge everyone else around her to walk away as well.
Thank you.